Ah, so well,
they're both
are going to
get called.
Yeah.
Call it on Jackson.
So, I thought it was Roberts, but again, we don't have access to the officials' call here. That's it's a bit of an issue. We have most of the CFL facilities, but not all of them. So I can tell you the ball is got to be scrimmage. Now the line.
Looks like they're moving the ball back.
Okay, I guess the penalty for BC is 5 yards longer than the penalty on the Stamps. All right.
Makes it second and long in the event. Expect to see a pass. Stampeders so far have been getting pretty good pressure on the quarterback just with the four-man rush there. I really haven't blitzed that much.
Sonback is the safety for the Stampeders. Johnson the corner on the near side, the half on the near side. Marlashawn Franklin, former Edmonton Elk. Second down, 13 yards to go on the 40-yard line of BC. Receivers in motion, the line. Snap back to Bright. He looks left and then throws right out of the backfield. Charging upfield. Horvath gets to the 40, 42-yard line. But the Stampeders really rallied to the ball to bring him down. Jar Jadoko is over. Not much gain there. Markel Lee on the play as well. And Von Mueldorfer. So the Lions will be forced to punt.
Yeah, I got to talk about Max Von Mueldorfer. He played on the Calgary Selects Bantam All-Star team when I was a head coach. It's great to see a young Calgary product. Then he went to, not to the UFC, but went to Queens, I think, was it, Mark? Or anyway,
St. Mary's, I think.
St. Mary's, but whatever. Good to see a Calgary product player.
Ball is punted away by Meyer. Bond is the
good
return
punt.
Man. That ball angles towards the near side. Takes a couple of hops. Mm-hmm. Bond picks it up at the 15. Gets ahead to the 20. And that's where the Lions
are. Can't believe they didn't call no yards.
I'm kind of with you there. That one looked like it had no yards.
I think they did call it. No, the one referee didn't. The other did. But definitely no yards. That was a great punt into the wind. Away from the receiver. But
Jackson Finley is called for no yards. Or is it roughing? Back to Von Mueldorfer for a minute. Greg, we know that every football player works out doing weights, but this guy, I mean, takes it to another level. He is a competitive bodybuilder and won a medal for Canada at the Pan Am game. So this is somebody that, you know, takes it to a whole other level. He is short. He is wider than he's taller. I mean, he's about 5'11", so he's well put together.
Yeah.
Local guy.
6'1", 290 pounds. Played on the Bulldogs, Bantam, and football team. So as I said, great to see a Calgary product guy get drafted and get a chance to play in the Stampeders.
B.J. Walker at the controls for the Calgary Stampeders. He'll take the ball on first down, play fake, then dumps it right. Caught on a out, taken and falling down with the ball is Cam Echols. Lions rallied to that. They dumped it off on the wide right side, and B.C. was right there to pull him down. Lewis, the linebacker.
A little fake handoff. Yep. You got a guy coming across the motion. Fake handoff, and then PJ just dumps it in the flat, but good job by the BC defender come up and make a sure tackle to limit that gain to nothing.
You're listening to QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. The official seems to be talking to somebody. Anyway, all right. The Stampeders come out of the huddle. Big Joseph Ngata goes left outside him. Vaughn and Eric Brooks. On second down, four-man pressure. Off on the right, they pass to Echols. He catches the ball, angles upfield, 30 to the 35, where he's brought down by BC, well short of the first down, and the Stampeders will have to punt the ball away in that situation. Lewis, the linebacker, making the tackle.
Little snap screen to the wide side. Echols getting it, caught it on the run, got about 5 yards, but Mark, you're second and long, you're not going to get first down on that. Was it Bassett's in? Mark Bassett, big 6'4", 219-pounder.
Mm-hmm. Punt the ball away to Jackson, single returner.
He's kicking this with the wind. He should be able to just launch it.
Yep. That's what he does. Pounds it, but off the side of the foot a bit. It bounces by the far side. On a hop at the 25, Jackson takes it, gets up 30. 35 at the 40, up to the 45. Brought down by the Stampeders there in front of the Stampeder bench on the far side.
Well, that's a push.
And after the play, somebody pushed and the penalty. Flag was in the air, and another one back by the point of reception.
Yeah, lots of flags always on special teams, so usually it's on the returning team. We'll see.
I'm going to say one thing the Stampeders did during camp. Okay.
BC really getting hit with the penalties. Showing undisciplined. They got too many guys on the field, number one. Number two, the second unnecessary roughness. So,
yep. going to say this about the Stamps. They brought in veteran referee Bud Steen to camp to watch them. And I saw him on the sidelines. You know, he'd walk on the field. And
this is going to give Calgary the ball. Yeah.
He'd walk on the field and, you know, throw the flag and then walk over to a guy and say, hey, this is what's going on. I think it was good because you're playing a game 8 days later.
Yeah, it's always good. Practice, everybody. Yep. I used to bug me in practice where you get the wideouts that would run maybe 5 yards down the field. Nobody would call it on. And then they get in the game and they're used to doing that bad thing.
Yep. 50-yard line of BC after the exchange of penalties is where the Stampeders have the ball. It's first down, and they'll give Evans out of the backfield, shuffles the feet, but runs right into the Lions linebacker over to bring him down. Smith, the middle backer, short gain of about 2 yards. And Greg, you got to learn that can't shuffle the feet, just straight ahead, because those guys are fast too.
Yeah, not too much, no place to run the football. A little deep handoff, almost telegraphed it was coming. I think BC just expected it, and they stuffed that one for no gain, second and long.
And we are at the 3-minute warning. Yes, we are. Let's take a timeout. It's the Stampeders 7, the BC Lions 6. Stay tuned to the final minutes of the second quarter. You're listening to your Alberta Ford dealer, Stampeder Football on QR Calgary.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Hi, this is Jalen Philpott. Your Stampeders play here on QR Calgary.
Jalen re-signed in the offseason. Not dressed today, but he'll be a big part of the team this year. From the 49 of BC, Walker takes the ball to pass. He dances in the pocket, steps up in the grass, pitches downfield, and it was incomplete. Trying to find Cam Eccles, but that was short. He didn't have his real throwing me range, so it's incomplete.
Well, Lions came on the blitz mark, and PJ really didn't see it coming. He tried to step in the pocket right where the blitzing guy was coming up that gap and just tried to throw that while he was in the grasp of the defender. It didn't work out.
Another punt for the Calgary Stampeders. Bassett is on to punt it away. Stampeders with a wind that died down, but it's again picked up a bit.
Well, this should be a directional kick. He doesn't want to just blast this through the end zone. We'll see how well he does to try and put it outside.
2 minutes, 49 seconds remaining in our first half. Snap is back. He'll step into the kick. Angles it towards the near side. Vassett does. It bounces a couple of times. It goes out of bounds at about the 12-yard line is where it will spot it. Yeah, that was a nice punt.
Yeah, got a good bounce. As always, you never know where that ball's going to bounce, but that time got it down there. Good kick. So 3 minutes left. See if defense can stop him to give the Stampeders one more chance this half. Looks like P.J. Walker is going to get the entire half. I expect this next quarter we're going to probably see Jose Love and Logan Bonner back in the game.
Stampeders, linebacking core, Markel Lee, Bailey Devine Scott, Roberts. Line start up on their 12-yard line. It's first down, one back set. And they'll give to Orff. No, it's kept by Bryce. He takes the ball, rolls right at the 15, angles out of bounds at the 20, and it should be a first down. That was a nice fake. It is a first down.
Well, nobody expects the big guy to run. He's not the best runner, so he good solid fake, and that did suck in the defensive end, and defensive back couldn't even see it. So, yeah, a good solid run by the quarterback. Good fake.
Out to the Lion 23-yard line. There's 2 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in the half. As the Lions break the huddle, McGee, a guy they're very high on, a real speedy guy. He lines up on the line of scrimmage. They'll keep it on the ground. Horvath has the ball, cuts right, runs into a wave of Stampeders. 4-yard pickup before the Stamps push him back. Markell Lee, middle linebacker. And Bailey Devine-Scott. Just, Greg, you watch guys grow. You watch Bailey Devine-Scott. You forget this is his fourth year. You watch him in practice, and now he's a veteran. I saw him in practice. He's out there directing guys and telling guys, you know, waves guys over, tell them what to do. And, you know, that's just a...
Yeah, he's got lots of speed.
He does, yeah.
They moved him to the linebacker position in some ways. Yep. And, you know, here's a guy, global player, comes in, yep, really doesn't know the game at all, and now he's one of your seasoned vets.
Yeah, he's telling guys what to do. It's kind of encouraging to see. Lions are second down and 5 at the 34-yard line. They give to Horvath, stopped in his tracks and tried to go forward, but the Stampeders said, no, thank you. Jalen Hutchings and Wilcott on the defensive line bring him down, so it's third down. BC, and roughly 3 yards to go, so they'll punt it away.
Well, it wasn't two and out, but it was three and out. Good job by the D, that defensive line. Stampeder defense really running to the football very well. Lots of pursuit, getting off blocks, and didn't see as much of that last year. So Stamps, this ball is really going to hang up because there's quite a wind going into the face of the kicker.
The returner's back for the Stampeders. Myers is on to punt it away. A high, wobbly kick. It hangs up. Martin will catch at the Calgary 25. Herky jerk move, 30-35. Tackled at about the 37-yard line by the rookie Finley. A nice return, and the Stampeders will start out near their 40-yard line.
Yep, they got some time to P.J. Walker back in the game.
This is my guess that he'll finish the half and maybe start the second half, and then he's turn it over to Bonner.
The entire half. I've been satisfied with PJ's play. He throws the ball up a lot, but he's made some good plays where nothing was there.
Nope. Had 9 punts of this half already. And here come the Calgary Stampeders offensively out. PJ Walker leading the charge. Eccles and Hyman splitting left. Hyman looks back at the formation. Now starts in motion to the line. Play fake by Walker. Sets up, pitches on a slant route. That ball is caught at midfield. Surging ahead as Ngata down to the line 50. Greg, he had a tiny window to fire it in, and he just blasted through that hole.
Well, very quick release and little fake handoff. Get that ball up. Snap on a quick slant down the middle. Good throw, good catch.
To the Lion 50-yard line. That's where the Stampeders are. Back again is Walker passing. Sets up. Fires a strike across the middle. Going down. Putting his hands under the ball and pulling it in. For the catch is Ishmael Hyman down to the Lion 31-yard line. They're going hurry up.
They're going hurry up, and P.J. Walker is just rifling that ball. Mm. Very impressed with the velocity of the ball on his throws.
5 receivers out from the Stampeders. Ball to the right side hash marks. Walker is back, sets up, pitching right. That ball is caught by Brooks, who is driven out of bounds at the Stampeder 20, make that the Lion 27-yard line into the Stampeder bench. So a pickup of about 5 or 6.
Yeah, just a quick read, a little out that time by Hyman. And P.J. Walker looks right and goes right back and rifles that ball to the left with, again, lots of velocity to get the ball. He can throw that ball to that wide side, and he gets there before the defensive back even has a chance to make his break to come up on the wide receiver.
On the 27-yard line, that's where the Calgary Stampeders are in BC territory. They're leading. The score is 7-6. P.J. Walker at quarterback takes the ball, empty backfield. Swings it out of the backfield, but leads Evans too far. Not a well-thrown ball. Incomplete.
No, that one he just kind of snapped it through its sidearm, and not a well-thrown ball at all, Mark. That was probably his worst throw of the game so far, although he's had a pretty good half.
Third down, and yes, Rennie Paredes, it's your turn to come on the field from the 34-yard line.
I was kind of hoping Dave would go for it, Mark. It's
sure.
Preseason, 3rd and 6, end of the half, why not?
Hey, well, Rennie needs preseason, too.
I don't think he needs any
preseason. Well, maybe not. Anyway, this is from 34. Of course, one of the greatest in Stampeder history to do it is on the field. Snap. It is down. He steps into it, and no questions asked. He splits the upright. So the Stampeders make it a 10 60. Ready Paredes.
Good drive, you know. Yeah. You got good hurry up. I think PJ does better if he can just get up over the ball and go. But Mark, very good throws when he over the middle. He really rifles the ball in there. Throwing to the outside, a little bit of side arming and missed some guys. So I like PJ's throws over the middle, showing lots of velocity to the outside. Probably needs to settle his feet down a little bit, not just throw that side arm.
Ready Paredes, 41-44 last year. Lions will take over at the 40-yard line. 1 minute and 21 seconds remaining in our opening half. 10-6 for the Stampeders. Stampeders keeping Sombach in at safety. Marla Sean Franklin and Grant are the halfbacks. As Bryce is the quarterback, checks that wristband. Horvath in the backfield with him. Bryce takes the snap. Gives it to Horvath. He has some room. Right side, 40, up to the 50-yard line where Markel Lee bear hugs him. Well, but that is a first down.
Well, they've run that play a couple times where a deep, deep handoff is kind of a counter back to the weak side. And both times they kick the defensive end out and seal the linebacker kind of flows to the play. And there's been a huge hole every time.
Lions out to the 52-yard line, their own 52-yard line. Empty backfield now. Three receivers either way. Back and throwing, and it's incomplete. Trying to set up the target, Manigo. That was not a well-thrown ball, but he quickly retreated and fired left. Nobody was there.
Well, they had five receivers lined up, and they all just ran stop routes about 5 yards. It's up to the quarterback just to keep his eyes open and find the open guy. That time he threw it between two open guys.
Lions second down at the 52-yard line, their own. Sun is desperately trying to break through the clouds. That would be welcome. Manigo, little tiny receiver, moves right along with McGee. Long count. Snap is taken. Bryce in a deep drop. Scrambling left, and he is sacked right into Wilcox, who puts him down at the 40-yard line. As he turned to get away and look downfield, Wilcox was there to bring him down.
Well, great play by Wilcox, the big 6'3", 252-pounder. He just kind of did a little spinorama on the offensive tackle, went around, and the quarterback had no place except a big guy right in his arms. That was a good defensive move by the rookie. A third-year player, I should say.
Yeah, he's had some time with Hamilton and Winnipeg. On time again for the Lions. They're kicking into a fairly stern breeze. Horton, the returner to the near side. Vaughn to the far side. Ball is snapped back, and he'll step into it, but gets away a nice kick. A little flutter to it. Horton backtracks, catches at the 10. Runs right, looking to get the corner. Flag is down. He turns the corner.
He's got
15
the corner.
At the 20, 25 at the 30, down the sidelines at the 40-yard line where he's tackled, brought down by the BC Lions. However, we should note that there is a flag way back on the play.
Yeah,
we'll see what
back.
The call is, and is it coming back?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, or almost 10 times out of 10, it's on the return team. A little bit of a clip or a hold. Tried to catch that wide side and get it outside. He got it, but he probably got it because the contained man was held by one of our offensive players that time.
Meyer, the punter, brings him down. But it's all for naught. Yes, they're gonna back way up under the goalposts.
P.J. Walker, you're going to play this entire half. I think he needed to play, Mark. He's been around, had a camp, and adjusted to the CFL game in practice. What was he going to do in a game? And I think he can come out of this game if he doesn't play another down after this half and say it was pretty good.
22 seconds remaining in the half. Stampeders are on their 7-yard line. Benjamin in the backfield, and he gets the call. He runs right, fights for yards, breaks a tackle, gets up near about the 14-yard line. And the Lions have tackled him. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Mention Coach Buck Pierce, a first year with the Lions. Him and Dave Dickinson were teammates here for 3 years, so very familiar with each other. Second down and about 3 yards to go. That's what they say.
Stamps just want to eat up the clock here, Mark.
Walker in the gun, Anil Benjamin in the backfield. Now Peters sent four receivers wide left. But they'll keep it on the ground to Benjamin. He cuts left in the hole. He's hit, falls forward, gets to about the 16-yard line. And is that a first down or not? I'm going to say no. Lewis, linebacker, tackling him.
Like Stampeders are going to go for it, but I think they're just going to maybe have to take an E to get out of this it's third down and a good long one, but they're just going to go with the prevent offense, yep. Kneel down, and get out of this half with the lead.
So Walker is under center, back takes the knee, and that'll do it for the opening half of our preseason opener. The teams go to their dressing rooms, the Calgary Stampeders 10, the BC Lions 6, and this is your radio home for football, QR Calgary.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack. Celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 100 First Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
We're halfway done the game, but plenty more action is to come on your Alberta Ford Dealers Stampeders Football.
But first, QR Calgary is your halftime haven as we break down what's taking place and predict what will happen next.
It's the Stampeders Halftime Show with Jock Wilson and Dave McIver on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Yes, and welcome to the Halftime Show. Dave McIver and Jock Wilson live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. 10-6 for the Calgary Stampeders after the first half of football. Well, let's get right into that first half summary. David Durden made the first touchdown catch of the day on the arm of Jeremiah Mazzoli. That was a 19-yard strike. Jock Wilson, Godfrey Onyeka probably should have had this picked off about 2 yards before in front of the end zone, but unfortunately bounces off the shoulder pad, and in walks David Durden, and it was 6-0 Lions.
Yeah, it was a disappointing first drive for the BC Lions, but the bottom line is the Stampeders came through it, and they actually played a really good second quarter.
Yes, it was Quincy Vaughn, the 17th overall pick in the most recent CFL draft. He ended up getting the touchdown as they completed a 7-play, 68-yard drive assisted by a big pass interference call. Quincy Vaughn punches it in. It was 7-6 for the Calgary Stampeders. Rene Perennes then hit a 34-yarder, 5-play, 44-yard drive, 10-6. The Calgary Stampeders lead after the first half. Now we go to our stat story. The Calgary Stampeders, 11 first downs to the BC Lions, 8. They were just 3 for 11 on their second down conversions, while the BC Lions were 6 for 12. 116 yards of net yard offense for the Stampeders, and the BC Lions had 112. If you take a look at the quarterback stats, PJ Walker, 8 for 16, 77 yards. I'll say one thing about P.J. Walker, Jock Wilson. He's got a heck of an arm. And he threw some balls into some places that they were just not able to make receptions of last year. And so Jeremiah Mazzoli goes for 3 for 5, 43 yards, 1 touchdown. That was the leader for the B.C. Lions. Eno Benjamin, 6 attempts, 27 yards on the ground for the Stamps. Tainoy Evans, 5 attempts for 20 yards. Ishmael Hyman, the leader receiver for the Calgary Stampeders. And that is it for your first half stat summary. Our first half now 10-6 for the Calgary Stampeders. We'll take a first timeout here as we go to the first break of the halftime show. Our proud sponsors, of course, are Valentine Volvo. They've been proudly supporting the community and the Stampeders since 1946. We'll be back with our halftime show conclusion here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations.
Beyond our 50,000 watt radio signal, get the Radio Player Canada app. Favorite QR Calgary and listen to Stampeders games no matter where you are.
Welcome back to the halftime show here on QR Calgary. Dave McIver and Jock Wilson checking in from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. We're having a few little technical difficulties, Jock, so I just had to take my headset off here because in my headset I can hear myself talk about 2 seconds after, so I can't talk. So if people are wondering why I was fumbling through that first part of our halftime show, it's because I can't talk while I can hear myself talk.
It is a little difficult, I'll tell you that.
But we got the mics going and just the headset pulled off the ears there, pal. But a 10-6 lead for the Calgary Stampeders. I was saying at the end of that first part of the first segment of the halftime show, Jock, PJ Walker, not the greatest numbers, 8 for 16, 77 yards, but he made some throws that I don't think we've seen in this part of the city in the last few seasons, and he's got an arm that can really stretch the field.
You can see the athleticism, and you're right, he does throw darts, and the darts are so important. Like, you know, don't forget, early he had a couple of drop passes as well, a couple of PIs that certainly could have increased his numbers passing, but they still helped the Stampeder offense. Then they had the third down and three gamble. And that was maybe his worst throw because he goes deep to Hyman and, you know, overthrew the receiver. But, you know, other than that, there were some real positives for P.J. Walker. You love his athleticism, you know, being able to scramble out of the pocket. Greg Peterson mentioned that wasn't something we saw a whole lot of last year. So, you know, that's a real positive for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club in my books. I thought Eno Benjamin played very, very well in the running back position. Mark Bassett, you know, from the punting game, he had some bombs out there, obviously handling the holding position as well. And on defense, you know, you look at a guy like Cedric Wilcox, and there's a guy that had four defensive tackles, had a quarterback sack. He made an impact. He's not a rookie. You know, he's got some CFL experience. He's going to put some pressure because the Stampeder defensive line had some huge issues last year. So there were certainly more positives than negatives in that one. The negative was the opening drive by the BC Lions. Remember, they had really their number one quarterback in, Nathan Rourke. Nathan Rourke, you know, completed the one pass. It was just a little bit of a flip pass. The Stampeders couldn't stop the run on that opening drive. They go 12 plays, 74 yards, and you're thinking, uh-oh, here we go again, because the Calgary Stampeders can't stop the run. But after that, there were a lot of two and outs. The defense really did step up their game, so that was exciting. And then, you know, we talked about, you know, who's going to replace Tommy Stevens as that number three short yardage quarterback. How about Quincy Vaughn? He gets the opportunity. He was, you know, a draft pick by the Calgary Stampeders this year, and he had no trouble getting in on the 1 yard run. And he's a big dude, a very, very big dude. And, you know, I think that's kind of an exciting story from the first half as well.
Yeah, 6'4", 251 pounds, Quincy Vaughn. He was a tight end at North Dakota, but also was under center for short yardage situations last year. 11 catches for 111 yards, but it looks like, and we were talking this before the game, this could be the guy that lines up under center to replace Tommy Stevens when they need one or two.
Well, he is a former quarterback, a converted quarterback, you know, drafted as a tight end. He's not really a tight end. He's more of a fullback. And the Stampeders haven't had a dominant fullback in the game since probably Rob Cote. And so once you get a dominant fullback, could he be that that blocking guy, you know, maybe a short yardage guy? That's what's exciting. And as you say, you know, he was a high draft pick by the Calgary Stampeders. So we didn't see much of Damian Alford in the first half. Maybe we'll see more of him in the second.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because I wonder if you saw quite a bit of Cam Eccles. And that's, if you look at the depth chart, he's lined up ahead of Damian Alford in terms of where they're going to position. Like Eccles got the start at that wide side. So do we see Alford a little bit more in the second half? I hope so, because it will be interesting to see what he can bring to the table. But I go back to, in terms of that quarterback position, what are these guys playing for in the second half? Because you look at Josiah Love and you look at Logan Bonner, they're coming in and they've just looked at what P.J. Walker can do, who's probably penciled in as the second string quarterback for this football club. You know, what do those guys have to do to beat out a Quincy Vaughn? Do they have to show that they can run short yardage and also throw the football?
Yeah, but I think you can keep, you know, a Josh Love or a Logan Bonner as your number three and still use Quincy Vaughn in short yardage situation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that number three quarterback position really is a development position. We'll see if Logan Bonner can step up his game a little bit or does he get pressed. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Josh Love in the second half because, you know, hey, I even think P.J. Walker could put some pressure on Vernon Adams, which is a good thing. And if he can, that's going to only make the Calgary Stampeder quarterback room that much better. It was interesting, you know, Hyman and Eccles got a lot of playing time in that first half. They are two veteran players with the new receivers in town. They're going to be in tough to make the make this team. So I think, you know, that's why Dave Dickinson wanted to see as much of them as he could.
Well, we did see last year Cam Eccles was up and down from the practice roster at the start
without
of the season.
Without a doubt.
So very much a possibility if he's willing to stick around, unless he, you know, really lights it up over the next two quarters and four quarters of the last game, he might be in a situation where he could be up and down from the practice roster again, barring any injuries. So 10-6 after the first half for the Calgary Stampeders. Well, that'll do it for our halftime show. Second half action is 5 minutes away, but first, this information update from the Global Newsroom.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
This is Global News. I'm Thomas Dias. Canada Post says it has received strike notices from the union representing some 55,000 postal workers, with operations poised to shut down by the end of the week. The Crown Corporation says the union informed it that employees plan to hit the picket line starting Friday morning at midnight. A work stoppage would affect millions of residents and businesses who typically receive more than 2 billion letters and roughly 300 million parcels a year via the service. Canada Post says the disruption would deepen the company's grave financial situation, and both sides should focus on hammering out a deal. Rail lines have now reopened, with CN trains up and running again west of Edson after a train derailed yesterday morning. The transportation service says two trains sideswiped one another at low speed near Highway 47 and Township Road 530. The crash derailed several cars carrying grain. RCMP say initial reports show a possible brake failure. However, CN says the cause remains under investigation. Fortunately, there were no injuries. CN crews remain at the site as the cleanup continues. And following last year's wildfires in Jasper, those in other popular Alberta mountain towns are acutely aware of the danger.
Parks Canada has enlisted logging companies in recent years to clear-cut certain areas of the national park to help calm down future fires and give firefighters time to respond. Jane Park with Parks Canada says years of suppressing fires has resulted in a dense fire-prone forest that must be broken up.
We've tried really hard over through the course of the program, prior to me getting here and during my time, to break up the landscapes.
Similar concerns are shared in Camrose, a short drive east of Banff, where one local consultant says the community must entirely buy in to prevent wildfires. David Bowles, The Canadian Press.
Global News Sky Tracker weather clearing overnight with a low of 7 degrees. Tomorrow starts off sunny with a high of 16 and another risk of late day showers and thunderstorms. Breaking news when it happens, I'm Thomas Dias.
What better way to enjoy the only Friday the 13th in 2025 than enjoying the ultimate viewing and dance party for the all-time cult classic, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Friday, June 13th, inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Rocky Horror-themed attire is encouraged, so be sure to bring your most becoming self to this 18-plus party like no other. Live performances, interactive zones, and themed dances. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show like this. Tickets on sale now at DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory. The best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
This is Micah Tights, number 42. Now back to Stampeders football on QR Calgary.
Second half kicked off. We are just underway in BC. Kicked off.
Wolf going back Chef, to the 10-yard line. Here is Evans.
He'll catch at the 20, gets up to the 35, make a move. 30 at the 35. Where he's tackled there. Nice return, though. Some good running in the open field. And the Stampeders will come on the field. To Taryn from the U of A in on the tackle. We're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, presented by South Point Toyota at Starlight Stadium in Langford, BC. Welcome to the third quarter. And, Greg, how about some stats when we get a second there?
Well, we'll get it right after this one. It looks like we got Logan Bonner in to start this third quarter, Mark.
They do, and they changed up the receivers. Here comes Damian Alford. The top pick, he splits to the near short side of the field as Bonner, who had a start last year, calls out signals. Bonner takes the ball, will go to the air, swing out of the backfield, caught by Choquette. 40, 45, upended at the 50-yard line, close to a first down. Richardson on the tackle. Ludovic Choquette, a draft pick, makes the catch and picks up the first down.
Showed some quick feet there as soon as he caught the ball, shot up the field. That first half, first downs, Calgary 11, BC 8. Net offense, Calgary 116, BC 112. In the rushing category, Calgary 48, BC 67. Passing, Calgary 89, BC 58.
Here comes Logan Bonner again from Utah State. Choquette is in the backfield, one back set. And Bonner, play fake to the line, gives him the end around. Horton runs right to the wide side, turns the corner. 50 at midfield. That absorbs a blast and is brought down. But he kept going after the hit. Finally was brought down to the 52-yard line in the open field. But nonetheless, a very tough 7-yard pickup as...
Fake
it down to about three. Brooks, the corner, making the tackle.
Fake handoff up the middle, and then a long sweep, and a pretty good first down pickup. I've been pretty impressed with the Stampede running attack, Mark. All three running backs are doing well. Looks like we got another injured BC Lions. That's the fourth of the game. One stat I didn't have time to give, and that's the penalties, Mark. That really hurt the Lions. BC had 7 penalties for 129 yards that first half.
It's time now, by the way, for the Class Tractor Stampeders opening drive, the makers of the Precision Farmers Equipment Class. Class made for more. We have a timeout on the field, 10-6 Stampeders. This is Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack. Celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 101st Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices. So much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Thanks for listening. This is Renette Paredes, kicker for Calgary Stampeders. Now back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
The injured Lion is off the field. Welcome back. It's second and two. Stampeders at the Lion 53-yard line as Bonner will give the Shokenny. Rackets up the middle. Has the first down. Drives and pushes ahead to about the 49. We'll wait for his forward progress. But Greg, really impressed in camp with his lower body strength. He can really settle in and push some people around.
He's also got great acceleration. He can go from just standing right there, getting the ball, to shooting up through a hole very quick. Been so far pretty impressed with his three carries so far this third quarter.
That's a first down to the 49-yard line. Horton comes left for the Calgary Stampeders. They lead 10-6. Logan Bonner, the quarterback. Now Cam Eccles in motion to the near side. Back is Bonner. Standing, waiting, dancing, pitching across the middle, and that ball is caught, wrapped up as Choquette goes down right away at about the 45, so that'll be about a four-yard game.
Yeah, good patience by Bonner. Got a good deep drop. That's what you need. Don't get away from that pass rush, Mark. Look downfield. Good job by the O-line. He had lots of time to throw the football and got it to his check down and got a good 5 yards on first down.
That's what it is. Second down to five. Stampeders are moving right to left to the arena end of the stadium. Alford goes wide right, lining up by the Stampeders bench on the far side. Bonner is in the gun at quarterback. Bonner takes the snap. Linebacker blitz coming. He sends it to right. That ball is caught on a crossing route, pulled in by Eccles, who's then wrestled out of bounds into the Stampeder bench, but picks up the first down before he's sent into touch. Stampeders move the ball.
Yeah, another good throw by Bonner. You can see he's a lot more comfortable this year, Mark. He's back there, really poised. A little bit different than P.J. Walker, who had that mobility. Bonner's getting a good deep drop, making very quick reads. That time the outside goes up the field, the other side does a quick out, and he's throwing the ball before the guy even makes his break on the out, and it's right there.
Alley and Jones go right along with Horton to the far side of the field. Quarterback is none other than Logan Bonner. Deep handoff out of the backfield for Choquette. Finds a hole left side and carries the ball to the 35, where he's tackled by the Lions. Should be a five-yard game.
Yeah, Choquette, good powerful running, Mark. One of the draft choices out of Long Island. And all three running backs have done a pretty good job tonight from what I see.
The wind has really picked up. It's in the Stampeders'
favor. It's whipping, and it's a cold wind, too.
Yes. It's like we're playing on the mountains, not on the Vancouver Island, but here we are. Second down and five. Alford splitting left. With him to this side is Cam Eccles in the slot this way. Barking out signals is quarterback Logan Bonner on second down. Linebacker blitz calm. Deep drop by Bonner. Sets up. Pitches across the middle. Caught by Eccles. Bounces off a tackle. Falls forward to the 26-yard line and has a first down.
Has a first down, but we got a penalty by the back judge. Usually that means a pass interference or too many men, one or the other. That's a back judge's job to call one of those two penalties. Looks like it's coming back. There's a pass interference on the offense.
Yeah, offside by Josh Alley.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
I don't know how a offside on who, Mark?
Alley, 82.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a back judge. He doesn't throw that flag, but
Saw what he saw, I guess. Yeah. Stampeders back up to the 45-yard line where it'll be 15 yards to go. Second down. Stampeders fan out of the huddle. Jones, Ali coming left along with Horton outside them. Four-man pressure by the Lions as Bonner is back. Swing out of the backfield. That ball is caught by Benjamin. Spins, gets by one tackler, but then is wrapped up at the 45-yard line. Very little gain on the play, and that'll be well short of the first down. Blaylock, halfback over to bring him down.
Got Benjamin in. Benjamin having a very good first half. Carried the ball a lot that first quarter and got some good runs.
Welcome back to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
This is going to be a 52-yarder by Rennie with the wind.
Well, that
with that wind, I think he needs, it's going to be accuracy that he'll be able to really kick this one.
I think he'll put a hole in the arena that's at the end of the stadium here if he gets any momentum behind it. From 52, near side hash marks. Redes is on. Snap, it's held. He steps into the kick. It's going, and yeah,
it's good.
It's good. No question about it. Rennie Paredes now 2-4-2. By the way, it's the third quarter of Stampeder football. The score, Calgary 13, BC 6. Scott HD Radio. Tune us in to 105.1, Channel 2 for high-def radio quality.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Don't miss your favorite Calgary Stampeders game this season.
Be there for Labor Day, the first Stampede Bowl, or a rivalry you can't miss.
Single game tickets are now on sale. Guarantee you have the best seat for all the action.
With Vernon Adams Jr. now wearing red and white, this season will be unforgettable.
And Stamps fans know that McMahon Stadium is Calgary's greatest outdoor patio.
Visit stampeders.com/tickets to secure your seat for one of the most anticipated Stampeders seasons ever.
Together, we ride.
This is Kalon Thomas, number 77. Thanks for listening, Go Stamps.
After the field goal, the BC Lions will take over at the 40-yard line. Chase Bryce remains in the game at quarterback. A big quarterback from Georgia. Had a bit of time last year, but, of course, most of the time was taken with Vernon Adams. Now with the Stampeders and Nathan Rourke, of course. On first down, Bryce has the ball, looking left, throwing left, and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Who? That's got their hand up. That was Peterson who got his hand up to knock it down.
Yeah, good play again. And
two guys are right by it, but yeah.
Yeah, defensive line playing pretty good, Mark, and that time Peterson seeing he can't get in, so quarterback stops his drop and he sets up and just times his jump to get his hands up in the air at the right time. Good play by the defensive end.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Nobles is at one end for the Calgary Stampeders. Peterson at the other end. Lions seem to have some confusion in the backfield, a lot of pointing and gesturing. Bryce takes the snap in his back. Bryce is back, throws a long out, going down, making the catch by the far side, then getting up and is pushed back down on the play as Poisette. And first down, make that Gibson makes the catch. It's a first down, BC. Yeah,
deep crossing route, and lots of time. If you're going to do a crossing route, you got to have a lot of time to throw the football. Your offense would have to do a good job, and that's what they did that time. Gave him lots of time to get that crossing route way over past the zone. Good solid throw, good catch.
13-6 Stampeders. There's 8 minutes, 37 seconds remaining in our third quarter of this ball game. Lines break out of the huddle. Rice and John splitting wide left, lining up in front of the Stampeder bench. But out of the backfield, they'll give it to Horvath. He bowls his way up the middle across midfield, down to the 52. Somebody's hat comes flying off. And there's a lot of people hollering at each other. So that was Peterson's helmet that popped off in the middle of that scrum. Gain of about 6 seconds. Well, maybe make it 4 second and 6 for the Lions.
Buck Pierce likes to run the football. He likes to get a big, powerful offensive line and pound the ball at you. That's what they did that first drive, and that's what they're starting to do here at the first drive of this second half as well.
Ball goes just across midfield on Calgary's side of the Stamp 54-yard line. Lions empty the backfield. Bryce calling out signals. Bryce takes the ball. Four-man Calgary pressure. Throws a crossing route. That ball is caught in full stride. Grab the ball. Holding on and driven back was Gibson. And has the first down to the Calgary 35-yard line.
Well, that time Stampeder linebackers didn't get any type of drop and had a big four-deep coverage. They're going to totally do a readjust. The entire defensive line comes out and the entire four new guys come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do that here. We have Von Mueldorfer is in the middle. Mallory recently signed. He's in the line as well. Edoko, second-year player. Anthony Federico, so lots of options for the coaches. They move to the Stampeder 45-yard line. That's what the BC Lions do. Bryce is the quarterback, sends four receivers right. Stampeder's adjust. Give the Horvath, bad exchange, it's loose on the floor. There's a scramble on the field, and I think the Stampeders have it. They picked it up, and that's Max von Mueldorfer, the rookie, who picks it up, runs to the sidelines, and is absolutely basking in the celebration from his teammates. Listen, you're listening to third quarter Stampeder football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR, and 107.3 The Edge. The score, Calgary 13, BC 6.
Hey folks, Paul Brandt here. Around these parts, we work hard, play hard, and we demand the best. Sometimes you need a truck that's a cut above. The Ford Super Duty. Tough enough for any job with the style and luxury you deserve. It's as powerful as it is refined, with cutting-edge features that make every drive a pleasure. In short, this ain't your everyday pickup. The Ford Super Duty. Drive the finest truck Alberta has to offer today at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PV sent ya.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
This is Clarence Hicks, number 73, DN. Thanks for listening. Go Stamps.
On the turnover, Stampeders take over at the 47-yard line. Their own. Welcome back. Stampeders leading 13-6. On first down, Bonner play fake to the line. He rolls right. He's being pursued. Throws on the run downfield. Oh. And that is picked off. Lions have the ball on the far side and pick the pass off. I think that was Coyle stepping out of bounds. And it is a turnover. Lions get the ball back.
Bonner never should have thrown that ball. He had a guy wide open in the flat, but he had also a guy right in his face, so he couldn't get it to him, but tried to throw it back across the field, down the field, into coverage, and not a pass he wants. Can't have that turnover.
Welcome back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary. After the game, be sure to get close to the team at Stamps House. Entertainment, live music, and your favorite Stampeders after every game, i.e. Saturday when the Edmonton Elks come to town. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Well, a turnover, and the BC Lions get the ball at the 53-yard line. Their own 53-yard line. Bryce is the quarterback. As you can hear, the wind has picked up noticeably here. Bryce takes the snap. Stampeders come with the pressure. Bryce is back. Throws on his check down man. Caught near midfield. Pushing ahead. Trying to get deep into Calgary territory. Catch is made by little guy McGee.
It's Stamps now got a bunch of rookie linebackers, rookie defensive backs in. Lots of rookies out there right now on the defense.
Huntley, the running back, made the catch. It's a pick of about seven. Second down and 3 yards to go. Lions out of the huddle. Gibson goes right. Hatton with him to this side. Dan Peters sent four. Back as Bryce throws to the far left sideline. That ball is caught. Running down the sideline. Has room. Down inside the 20. Run out of bounds at the 15-yard line. On a streak route, that ball caught by Manigo out of the backfield, or at least setting up on the spot, and he runs down the sidelines. Big game.
Well, I don't know who our defensive back was, but he had it. He went for the ball on the deep out mark, and you take a chance like that. Looks like he's coming back saying he was out of bounds, but he had a pick six going the other way. Mm-hmm. He just missed the ball, and if you do that, your guy's going to then catch it, the guy you're covering, and he was down the sidelines. Looked like they say he stepped out of bounds around the 34-yard line.
Otherwise, it would have been a huge game. Yeah, down to the 34-yard line. Lions out of the huddle. Durden, who has the Lions touchdown, he lines up in the slot left. Dips it outside here. Bryce is back, has the ball rolling right, seeking a target downfield. He pitches across the middle. That ball is caught. Jackson has the ball, makes progress, 15 down to the 10-yard line, where the Stampeders on Yucca tackles him, and the Lions are on the march.
They'll roll out to the wide side, and had a guy coming across the field. And once the quarterback got a guy in his face, he just dumped it out, and again, the Stampeder are totally rotating the defensive line, Mark.
Well,
four
line,
guys in, four guys out, four guys in, four guys out.
Well, they brought 12. Your Alberta Ford dealer, Stampeder football, and your Stampeder radio station, QR Calgary. At the 10 of Calgary, that's where the BC Lions are. One back set with Huntley in the backfield. Bryce, long count. And he'll give the Huntley hesitation move out of the backfield. Runs into a wave of Stampeders. Carries him down to about the 4. Kelechi Anialapeci, linebacker tackling, but it's a 4-yard pickup. Second and 6.
Good job by the Stampeder defensive line to get upfield, but they didn't see the handoff, and the handoff, the man, the running back got right by him. Good upfield pressure, but you also got to keep your eyes on where that football is.
Oddly, little guy from New Mexico State. He empties the backfield, does quarterback Bryce. Four receivers left, two to the right. Long count by Bryce. He takes the ball, short drop, pitches into the end zone. Lions.
Well, a little slant, Mark, in the gun there on the 5-yard line. If you got to learn here in the with the big end zone, some of these defensive backs can't play off. Once you get in the end zone, it's better to be in front of the guy between you and the ball, you and the defender. And that time our defensive back was way off. A little pitch and catch on a slant. Too easy, Mark.
Yeah, Jackson with the touchdown for the BC Lions. So the Lions pulled it within one.
They're going to go for two.
Sure.
No, I guess they're not. They're deciding right now whether to go for two, being down by one.
Change their mind.
Looks like they're going to go for the one.
They're kicking into a powerful wind.
Turnover hurt you. Can't get those turnovers.
Yep. Extra point try. Line set up at the 25. Snap it back. It is kicked. It is a successful kick. Wind moved it a bit. It started out one way. Looked like it was going to go wide. Then blew back between the uprights. So the Lions have right now tied up the game. Tied at 13. We're back in a moment with more third quarter action on Stampeder Football. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or volvocarscalgary.com.
Watch the greatest names in golf compete in our own backyard. The Rogers Charity Classic returns to Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club August 11th to 17th. Get your tickets now or visit qrcalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Rogers Charity Classic goes beyond world-class golf. It also has raised more than $137 million for over 290 children and youth charities across Alberta. For tickets and more info, visit rogerscharityclassic.com, proudly supported by QR Calgary.
This is Clarence Hicks, number 73, DN. Thanks for listening. Go Stamps.
13-13 is our score. 3:33 to play in the third quarter. As the BC Lions take advantage of a turnover and put it in the end zone.
Well, the second half, you're going to see almost all the rookies that didn't play that first half. They're going to, I expect Logan to play one quarter, and then we're probably going to get Jose Love in the final quarter. All three running backs, though, have got lots of touches to the football.
Vaughn is one returner for the Calgary Stampeders from Utah State. Tyon Evans to the far side. As the Lions will kick off into that strong wind. Went downfield, high kick, hung up by the wind. Vaughn runs up, catches at the 25-yard line. Ahead at the 30, finds his team. 35 at the 40, 45 at the 50. Cuts it outside, midfield, down the sideline. BC 50, BC 45, where he steps out a tremendous
run. Yeah, super run.
Peters across midfield.
Yeah, great run by Terrell Vaughn. Just shot through that hole. Four of our returners have done a great job. That was just a great run, just great vision, not stopping your feet and picking where the hole is and making a couple moves here, a couple moves there. Great play by Terrell Vaughn.
Yep, Sam Peters at the 44-yard line. Damian Alford goes right. Vaughn lines up as a tight end right for quarterback Logan Bonner. 13-13 our score. Bonner takes the snap, gives the Choquette up the backfield. Huge hole. It's 35 down to the 33-yard line where he's thrown down by the BC Lions. And that is a huge pickup, and Stampeders will move the chains.
Just a quick hitter. I like a quick hitter once in a while instead of in the gun, that slow hitter, a quick hitter. Because with Chacon, he's got such quick feet, and he shoots through the hole so quick. Why not do it? And that time got a good 9, almost 10 yards.
Blaylock, the halfback, putting him down. Actually, it's 9 3/4, so it's a quarterback sneak here as Bonner takes the ball, pushes left, but there's flags all over the field. I want to reintroduce the broadcast team, Mark Steven and Greg Peterson here in Victoria, B.C., Jock Wilson, Dave McIver at the Deerfoot Inn. Dio Kajiat is our engineer on site, saving our bacon here. Tony Erickson back at the studios in Calgary at our 17th Avenue Castle. We'll do this all again on Saturday when Edmonton's in town. 6 o'clock pregame show, 7:30 kickoff. What was that? Offside, B.C.?
Offside, B.C. Good job getting over the ball and getting that snap before they could adjust themselves to get back. They were encroaching on the 1 yard.
Stampeders advance to the 30-yard line of the BC Lions. Choquette lines out to the left of the quarterback, Bonner. Bonner takes the ball, gives to Choquette. He finds a hole, speeds it through, right side, to the open field. 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone!